This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human. Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A Kansas nanny confused when the children she looks after are unusually scared to be in their bedroom alone after she puts them down for the night. One of the children says there's a monster under the bed. The nanny gets on the floor to assure them there's nothing there and comes face to face with a stranger. Martin Villalobos Jr. scrambles to his feet, knocking the bed over, and attacks the babysitter. She hits Villalobos several times, and he runs.
Nancy, Villalobos used to live at the home, but was ordered to stay away from the property under a protection from abuse order. It's unclear if Villalobos had any relationship to the children. One of the children was knocked to the ground in the altercation between Villalobos and the nanny, but they were unharmed. Police spend all night searching for Villalobos, and he's finally caught the next morning, arrested after a brief foot chase.
Martin Villalobos Jr., 27, now charged with aggravated burglary, battery, kidnapping, and child endangerment. Jathan Gilder walks into Florida Tiffany's, claiming to represent an NBA player. He's shown two sets of solitaire diamond earrings worth nearly $800,000. While an employee is pulling a third pair, he snatches the diamonds and runs. Employees call police with Gilder's license plate. 6 hours later, Highway Patrol catches up with Gilder. As they approach his car, they see him throw something in his mouth and swallow. Fearing he had taken drugs, he's rushed to the hospital. He refuses to let staff provide treatment. As he's booked, a metal detector reveals foreign objects in his body. A month later, he has now passed all four Tiffany earrings, as well as two more earrings from an unknown source. He's now charged with burglary and grand theft. Ooh, I don't want to handle that evidence. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The gunman who killed 10 black shoppers at a Buffalo, New York supermarket wants his federal trial moved to New York City. Attorneys for Peyton Gendron argue it would be nearly impossible to seat an impartial and diverse jury in Buffalo, citing segregation and extensive media coverage. Gendron, now facing life in prison without parole, has already pleaded guilty to state murder charges, but he faces a federal trial on hate crimes and weapons counts, charges that carry the death penalty. Prosecutors say he targeted the store to stop what he called the replacement of white people. He live-streamed the attack, which left three others wounded. His lawyers say the trial should be moved to a more diverse jury pool in New York City. The Justice Department has not yet responded. Jury selection is set for September. The FBI is stepping up efforts to solve violent crimes in Native American communities, sending additional personnel to field offices across 10 states. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner has more for us.
The FBI is deploying extra agents and analysts over the next 6 months to tackle unsolved cases on reservations. Personnel will rotate through field offices in 10 states, working with tribal authorities and federal prosecutors to address the crisis. Attorney General Pamela Bondi calls crime rates in Native communities unacceptably high and says the Justice Department is committed to accountability. This builds on past efforts. President Trump launched a federal task force in 2020, and President Biden later expanded those initiatives, including the Not Invisible Act Commission. Despite these measures, advocates argue permanent resources are needed. Abigail Echohawk of the Urban Indian Health Institute says this shouldn't be just a one-time effort. Indian country needs lasting support. The FBI currently has over 4,300 open investigations, including cases of homicide, child abuse, and domestic violence. Advocates hope this latest surge leads to long-term change.
Whether this effort brings lasting results remains to be seen. For now, Native American communities await justice.
Thanks, John. Around 2 p.m. Feb 10, Allegheny County PD find an abandoned car East Pittsburgh McKeesport Boulevard near metalworking plants and near a rail yard. The car registered to Maria Krause, whose family says was last seen at her Wall, Pennsylvania home 8:45 a.m. But now she's not answering her phone. When Maria doesn't come home that night, she's officially reported missing. A witness believes they've seen Maria walking down East Pittsburgh McKeesport Boulevard about an hour and a half before her car is discovered. Family says if Maria ran out of gas or the car broke down, it's highly unusual she didn't call for help. Maria Krause, 5'2", 200 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes, glasses, with both a nose and lip piercing. last seen wearing a black hoodie and black leggings. If you have info on Maria Krause, please call Allegheny County, Pennsylvania PD, 412-473-1251. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. We do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.